Tenacious Living Radio.
This program is brought to you in part by our sponsor, Self Connection. Self Connection is an independent bookstore in business in Calgary since 1978. They are expanded into an educational center for personal growth, health, and spirituality.
All right. Hi, this is Carrie Ann Barron, owner of Tenacious Living Radio. We are broadcasting live from Self Connection Bookstore, and we are celebrating the first Canadian Authors for Indies Day. It is so amazing to be here. I've met so many amazing authors, and I have another wonderful woman in front of me right now. She is the award-winning author of and has authored 6 books. The one we're here to talk about today is The Power and Simplicity of Self-Healing. Her name is Liberty Forrest. Welcome, Liberty. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. And thank you for having me on your little show today.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too.
It's so awesome. So before we go any further about this book, I just want to know a little bit more about your award-winning. What was this? How did that happen?
Well, that was actually sort of interesting. I wasn't going to enter this book. It's Meditation Essentials, and an award-winning author friend of mine loved the book and insisted that I should enter, and he said it would win, and I kept saying it wouldn't, and he kept saying it would, and I kept saying it wouldn't, and he was relentless. He wouldn't leave me alone, so the only reason I entered was to shut him up. And lo and behold, it won in its category, the well-being category, which really...
Wow.
Blew my doors off.
So wow.
Very exciting.
Well, that's really awesome. Like,
thank you.
It's really cool because it's those little things that you never think that turn out to be something so amazing. So
that's true.
I'm pretty awesome. So today, did I just say I'm pretty awesome? You're pretty awesome.
Thanks. Well, you are too, so
Thanks.
That works. We've been having a great chat here.
Yeah. So your book, the book that you're here today to promote on Authors for Indies Day is The Power and Simplicity of Self-Healing. There's a statement on the top. It says, finally, scientific evidence that you can create your own self-healing miracle. Read what the experts have to say. Wow. That sounds pretty powerful.
Yeah, it's a powerful book.
How did you find yourself writing this book? How did you get yourself to this point?
Well, the book sort of wrote itself. I had been ill for a number of years, mostly with a really significant heart problem, but I had lots of other ailments too. Going back to childhood, you know, physical, mental, emotional, the whole thing, I had a lot of issues from a rather traumatic childhood, as many of us have had, and it had very significant effects on my health. And I got more and more ill through my adult years until I ended up with this heart problem. And I got angry after, I don't know how many years I had this problem, but it was a long time, and I thought about people who you hear about who they have cancer and they cure themselves, or they're told they'll never walk again, and then they do. And I just got mad. I actually had a temper tantrum one day in my house.
Oh, no.
I was frustrated. I was fed up. I was sick of being so ill. And I thought, well, I won't say exactly what I thought, but right after that bit came, I'm going to fix this.
Oh,
I'm just,
wow.
I don't know how, but I'm going to do this myself. And I felt like I wanted to stamp my foot. I mean, I was like a little kid. Just, I was mad.
Yeah.
And then shortly after that, I started getting, it was weird, it was like little pieces of information popping up out of the strangest places, something I would remember hearing about, and so
wow.
I would look it up online or go find a book about it and check it out, or I would turn on the television, and I hardly ever watch, but I'd turn it on for 5 minutes, there'd be a show I've never seen, and there'd be a significant piece of information, and I'd think, that was weird, and I'd write it down. Or there'd be a book, I'd have several books, you know, we all buy books and we don't read them, right? I had
yeah.
a bunch of those. And all of a sudden, they were sort of yelling at me from the shelf, going, read me, read me. And then I'd find pieces of information in these books that were relevant. So it was a process of pieces of seemingly unrelated information, and I just knew I needed to keep track of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I was writing all of this down, and some of it was, I would experiment. I'd say, well, okay, learn this, let's try that. So I was experimenting with the things I was learning, and then this got better, and then that got better, and this got easier. And so I was charting my progress, because when you're in it, it's difficult to know for sure. You know,
yeah.
did I really feel like that 2 weeks ago, or is this really better, or is it just in my head?
Yeah.
So I was charting my progress and keeping track of all of these bits of information that kept coming to me. And before long, I was feeling better. Things were improving. And I thought, oh, I think I'm onto something here. And as the months passed and I continued to improve, then I realized, okay, this is really significant, because I was discovering the science behind what makes us ill and what makes us well. You know, this book isn't just about my story. It's my story is sort of the backdrop.
Oh, okay.
My story is, it's like, okay, so then I learned this piece, and this is what I did, and this was the result.
Right.
And then I learned this bit of science, and this is how this all fits, and then I tried that. So it wrote itself, really.
Yeah.
But it's, it covers mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, well, energy, whatever you want to call that, environmental, all kinds of things. It starts with very basic information, and it goes through, well, there's a ton of information in there. People often tell me that when they get to the end of it, they have to go back and start over because I've said at the beginning, get a notebook, use this like a workbook.
Yeah.
But what happens is they say, I just wanted to keep reading because it was so interesting. And then they get to the end and they go, okay, now there was so much to digest.
Wow.
Now they want to go back and start sort of using it. But I've been getting emails from people, some of them on the other side of the planet, telling me their pain is gone, their lives have changed, they're healthier now, they're healing. And one of the things I hear the most is it's given people a whole new respect for their bodies.
Very, very cool. I just got sidetracked. There's so much traffic going on here.
It's a busy day with lots happening.
There's so much going
on. It's a
great
shop.
So that's how you really, it was really just sort of divine that it just sort of came to you that you needed to heal yourself. And
yeah, and I did it. I mean, I've never been this well. I don't have a heart problem. I mean, I couldn't, and I had joint problems, my hips and my knees constantly dislocated, and I don't get any of that anymore. And, you know, I was back walking where I couldn't walk a couple of blocks, and within a short period of time, I was walking 4 miles at a brisk pace.
And, that's amazing.
And I'm fine now. I can't believe how much better I am.
Wow. When did you start writing, when did you start compiling the knowledge for this?
That would have been 3 years ago.
And when did you decide to pull it together and collaborate?
Well, it was, as it was unfolding, as I said, I was sort of keeping track of the notes.
Yeah.
And I didn't start actually writing the book until I got to the point where I was well. I mean,
okay.
I was well, and then I started writing it. That took quite a while because there was so much information from so many different sources, different places, and I didn't know how I was going to begin to put them together because they all seemed so disconnected. So I had to kind of group things together and then link them all up somehow, which was quite a feat.
So what are some of the... So you said you had to sort of pull it all together. So what were some of the key, what was the number one thing that really pops out to you when you think about your book right now?
Gosh, there isn't just one, but let's see. Well, one of the first things was that I discovered I had got so far into just a spiritual life and existence and all about the energy of life, I'd become really disconnected from the physical. And I had a fairly healthy diet and all of that, but I was angry with my body. I felt betrayed, and I was always sending it hate mail, you know? Like, mad at it because it wasn't functioning the way I wanted it to. Well, I had no idea how all that negative energy was making it worse. I'm sending it hate mail.
I know.
Telling it how, you know, I'm mad at it because it's not doing what I want, damn it. and then wondering why. But I wasn't treating it like it needed to be treated. And another, one of the most interesting pieces that it was a thing I'd forgotten, but as I was working on this, I remembered hearing years ago about all the people who have, there are loads of documented cases of people who have, well, they used to call it multiple personality disorder, now they call it dissociative identity disorder. But there are so many documented cases of people who have this condition, and some of the personalities have illnesses and ailments and tumors and scars and burns that the other ones don't have. So when one alter steps in and maybe has burns, and then that one leaves, the burns go. And then another one comes in, maybe has a tumor, and then that one leaves, another alter steps in, and the tumor is gone. You might have one that's anaphylactic from eating nuts, but another one can eat all the nuts at once. Well, that's the same body.
Wow.
But it's the mind. It's the power of the mind. And so in this book, it explains the science behind how that is possible and why that works and why that happens and the fact that we all have that power.
When I first picked up the book and I opened it up, it went to the chapter, The Power of the Power of Suggestion.
Yes.
And I think that's really kind of alluding what you're alluding to right now. I think
that was about hypnosis and what that's about is about the power of the subconscious.
So what? So that's how you created, how you got to the creating. So mm-hmm. what was the? What can people expect when they pick up this book? What a little bit more deep into it? What is the content that they can truly find in here?
Well, there is a ton of information in that book. Really, mm-hmm. there's so I wanted to put more in, to be honest.
Oh.
There are more pieces. I'm going to do another book, and I'm also going to do a workbook that goes with this. I don't even know where to start. It starts with very basic information, for example, about cells and cell function and cell intelligence. You know, who hears about cell intelligence and how can they be?
Right.
But I mean, for example, you think about when you've got a little embryo growing, how do those cells know what to become? How do some of them know to become liver cells or skin cells or eyeballs or anything? How does that all happen? I mean, there's a lot of very basic information, but it really looks at our physical being, and then it sort of it moves from that into all these other layers. It's you kind of can't be. Some people like to try to flip through and read different pieces, but I always say, please don't start at the beginning.
Start at the beginning
because it the way I've written it, it's like a found. Each chapter builds on the previous information, and it's easier. It makes more sense and it flows.
Yeah,
but there is so much in there on all the levels.
So
you know, there's a bit about feng shui. There's a bit about hypnosis. There's a bit about diet and about what kind of food and about the blood type diet. There's
right.
stuff about hydration. And did you know that after just being down 1 or 2% in our hydration, we can start having symptoms?
Seriously?
Yes.
How does that work?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's when you start feeling really thirsty. You can start feeling a bit dizzy and you start not feeling well, might get headaches. Just from 1 or 2%, we need water that much. And nobody, there's so many people who just don't drink throughout
the
day.
No, they don't. The very first chapter you have entitled Life or Death,
mm-hmm.
it seems like a fitting place to start with what you just talked about.
Well, yeah, that chapter begins with a decision that I kind of came to one day. It was when I was really, really ill several years ago, and I just couldn't take this struggle anymore. I was in so much pain and suffering so much with this heart problem in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had trigeminal neuralgia that came up with it. That's, as it turns out, on the heart meridian. But the entire left side of my face just felt like it was burning, gnawing pain, like a hot poker stuffed in my face, pretty much constantly for about a year.
And
it was relentless. And I finally understood how people can be driven insane by pain. And it was related to the heart problem. So I was in terrible shape by then. And I reached a point where I decided I was going to just put on my runners and go to Fish Creek and have a little jog and give myself a nice little heart attack. It wouldn't have taken much because I was having them. I was close all the time. And I thought, well, that way I'll just wander off into the bushes, have a quiet little heart attack, and I'll die and my family will never know. So it begins with, you know, that was the decision I'd made, and then I had relief, like I have a way out. Because mm-hmm. I felt like I was just letting my family down. My kids were tired of coming home and wondering which day they'd find me dead after school.
Right.
My marriage was in the toilet, and I thought, you know, he'd just be better off without me. And the only thing that kept me going was my patients. So I was practicing homeopath at the time.
Interesting.
And I tried, you know, homeopathy had done so much for me in so many other ways, but you have to get the right remedy, the one that's suited to you,
mm-hmm.
and we just could never seem to find the right one.
So how does someone, like, obviously your book alludes to that, like shares how you can find the right remedy, but in a nutshell, how would that be why someone wants to read your book? is try to figure out what would work best for them?
Well, yeah, because it gives a lot of information. It gives a lot of, I mean, there's so much, there's so many different ideas in there that can, you know, things you can look at, different aspects of your life that you might think, mm-hmm. well, this is interesting. You know, because there is science. There's a lot of proof in there about how certain things affect our health and our lives.
Right.
And it gets people to think, you know. I can't remember if I said this earlier, but one of the things I hear the most often about this book is people say it gives them a whole new respect for their bodies.
Right.
It makes them look at it in a different way, and they look at all these different aspects of their lives. It gets them thinking.
Yeah.
It gets them thinking about the choices they're making. And one of the most important things, I think, is it gives people a sense of empowerment, and they realize that they actually can make a difference. You don't have to just go to the doctor and be told, do this and do that and don't do this.
Right.
We have choices.
Right.
And we can contribute to our own well-being, just like we're contributing to our own illnesses, but people don't always want to hear that. You know, you say, well, you're responsible for your illness. What do you mean? You think I asked for this? Well, that's not what I'm saying.
Right.
But we can create our own illness, but the power in that is that that also means we can create our own wellness.
Yeah. One of the first statements you have quoted, one of the doctors, Ray Strand, it is critical that you understand that the body has an amazing built-in ability to heal itself.
Yeah.
And that's what we were just talking about.
It does.
We, as much as we can damage and put that damage into ourselves, we also have that amazing ability to fix it.
So we do. As I've said in the book, our default setting is survival.
Right.
For any living organism, the default setting is to survive.
Yeah.
Right? That's why we're adaptable. You know, we adapt as things change because we're meant to survive, and so we have this inherent ability to do that. And we never think about when you break bones or you hurt yourself in some way or you cut yourself or you have a surgery, we never think about the healing process. It's just, oh yeah, the body just does that.
Right.
And a doctor can't tell you how that happens.
No.
We only know that it happens.
Yeah.
But then why is it we can't go that one step past that and believe that, well, you know, if you have cancer, you can heal that too, or you have Parkinson's disease, or you have ALS, or you have anything else, you hear that and it's, oh, I can't fix that.
Yeah.
But the body is healing itself all the time.
Yeah.
Every cut you have, every bruise and bang and dent, and I mean, people have terrible surgeries, accidents, limbs cut off, sex changes, you mm-hmm. know, the body can be put through so many things and it heals.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're meant to do.
Yeah. So why would someone want to read your book? Like, it's obvious they want to heal themselves, but so maybe that's not the right question. I'm just, because there's just so much and I don't know exactly where I want you to go. Okay, so I turned to a page and it said, while you were working on this book, I had a hypnosis client who had come to me to stop smoking. Not wanting to cause any harm, you knew you had to choose your words carefully.
Yes.
So can you talk to us a little bit, because that's a client, right? That mm-hmm. is someone's coming to you to do something specific.
Yes.
Can you explore that a little bit more?
Well, what I meant with that was, in hypnosis, of course, you're dealing with the subconscious, so you have to be really careful what you plant, because you're planting seeds.
Right.
And it will have an effect if the person accepts the suggestion. Hypnosis, well, there's such a myth around that. You can't have any control over anybody. You know, they have to accept the suggestions or they have no effect. So, but you've got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with something like stopping smoking, because the subconscious, and that's actually why I put this in, which is a little further down the page, is the subconscious won't hear negatives.
Right.
So you can't, if you say you won't want to smoke, all the subconscious hears is you want to smoke.
Right.
And so as I was, you know, as I've got this man in hypnosis and I'm thinking about, you know, phrasing the words, the language to help him stop smoking and making sure I don't use negatives, that's when it struck me, because I was in the middle of working on this whole process of mm-hmm. self-healing. And what struck me was the subconscious won't accept the negative. And then I realized, in a bigger picture, we are not designed to tolerate the negative.
Right.
You know, look what happens when we're exposed to negative energy. All that yelling at my body I was doing, whether it was in my head yeah. or out loud, and negative environments, negative people, you know, those toxic, nasty, psychic vampire people, or the toxins in our food or mm-hmm. our environments. We're not designed to tolerate the negative in any area of life.
Wow.
That was a massive kind of a, wow, that, it, you know, it's, it just really struck me as I was going through that.
Well, because it's true. What you think about, you're aware of that. What you think about most, it comes true. So so this book is all about how to create, you said, your own self-healing miracle. Mm-hmm. So once you understand the languaging, once you understand what you're putting into your body, and you can really create a miracle. We have the power within us to create our own miracle.
We do. That's what we're designed to heal. We're designed to heal ourselves. We just have to learn how. We have to believe that we can do it, and then just do it.
Yeah.
But it's not, and you know, the reason for the title, you know, the power and simplicity of self-healing, it is very powerful. Mm-hmm. It is very simple, but it isn't just one thing.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, one herb, one kind of diet. You know, you just have to exercise every day. It's not one thing. It's a whole combination of things, as I've got in this book. But it is, in its essence, quite simple.
So we've got the book. We've got the knowledge. Mm-hmm. How do people integrate this? Are you coming up? What's in the future? Are you going to be supporting people with this?
You bet. I am currently creating courses and seminars. I'll be doing some online things and some in-person things. I can't wait to do the in-person events.
That'll be awesome.
Where I can get some people in. And I mean, I've been doing some meditation and self-development courses anyway, in person and online as well. But and I remember when I first wrote this book and my students read it, and I said to them, so if I created workshops with this or seminars, would you come? And they were all like, yeah.
Awesome.
I said, really? Even though you read the book? And they said, because we read the book. And I said, oh, well, great. They're like, yeah, I'd want to explore more, and I'd want to share my experiences with other people, and I want to get other ideas about how I can incorporate different aspects of this. And
So what have been some of, like, so what have been some of the results of the people that you've worked with? What, like, because there is the ability to regain the control, and there is the ability to heal yourself. I believe that with my own personal journey. Mm-hmm. But for people who are skeptics, how can this really support them in overcoming that skepticism?
Well, first, I guess they have to read it. And because it gives science. I mean, I've got lots of quotes in there from, I mean, there's some quantum physics in there from Deepak Chopra's book, Quantum Healing. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, there are other doctors and other scientists. And there's a load of science in that book. That was the point, is to say, and that's why it says on the front, there's scientific evidence that you can create your own self-healing miracle.
I love it.
So there's a load of science in there that addresses that. In fact, this quote on the front, this book can change mankind. That man is a serious diehard engineer skeptic who just so doesn't believe anything. and I wasn't sure he, you know, had no idea how he would accept this book or if he would.
That's
and he
very
was
powerful.
Sort of partway through, and he said, I really can't believe I'm going to say this. But then he said that this book could change mankind. He said, I could see in 100 years this book is going to be the model for the way for our healthcare system.
That's beautiful.
It was beautiful and very powerful. But and that came from somebody
who
when I first showed
skeptic.
It to him, he just went, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But he was blown away.
So what, did he say what it was in particular that really made him have that moment of, this is powerful, this is real, this isn't just hoo-ha or fluff?
Just that there was so much science in it. I kept explaining. I mean, it starts, as I said, very basically with things to do with the cells, because that's the basis of all of us. But it does work through other things. But it's because I kept sort of smacking him in the head with, this expert said that, this scientist said that, this biologist or whatever. I don't even remember all the people that are in there. But it was science, 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 a lot of it, right? So
yes,
and so for that part, and then it moves into the energy side of things as well. So by the time you get to the end of it, there's more of the energetic stuff that supports that.
Absolutely love it. So these workshops and what you're planning on doing in the future, that's pretty powerful stuff. So what?
I can't wait.
What is going to be like the overall concept or the theme? What do you think it's going to look like? How is it going to transpire for people attending?
Well, I think I'll start with some taster sort of evenings, a couple of hours, and tell people a bit about my own journey and how ill I was in so many ways, and then how well I became, and then about the process with this, and then teach them some of the things that are in there. And then there will probably be 2 days or 3 day events. I haven't worked out the details yet. I just know that I want to kind of take want to break the book down into, you know, start at the beginning and go through all of the information that's in it and explore it more deeply. And I'd like to have some experts in. So, for example, I've got, maybe somebody, a feng shui expert, maybe have her come in and talk about how that works.
Wow.
I could be the hypnotist, but I'll probably have someone else, just because in it, it's nice to have other people come.
Absolutely.
And I like to support other people too. So I'll have other people who do different aspects of the work or the different healing modalities and things or information that are in the book.
It's beautiful.
And have them come and do some talks. And so it isn't just my blah, blah, blah for 3 days.
Yeah.
Well, there's... I'll do some get people doing some experimentation. And meditation is a huge part of this because it gives you that time to send the messages to your body. And, I mean, it talks about things like a thought. A thought is just an electromagnetic wave. It doesn't have any substance. But it is the thing that creates chemical messages to be sent through your body and to be picked up by every single cell.
Wow.
You know, the cells all have little receptors, and they kind of reach up like little lily pads. They're kind of grabbing these messages as they're zooming past. But, you know, as I think I've said in there, that you, if you want to make a cake, you go to the kitchen and you get out the flour and the eggs and the milk and all these things.
Yeah. And then...
and you can make your cake.
Voila.
But a thought has no substance.
Yeah.
Yet it creates these physical substances that travel through your body and send it messages. And when, you know, when you're sick in one part of your body, your whole body feels it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about this. If you cut your leg, then you've got all these happy little white cells that come running from, you know, the top of your body, from like everywhere. They come running.
Yeah.
They know
that,
oh, I got to come down here now and fix this. And how does that happen? Well, it's because of this, you know, your whole body is all connected and it's communicating. All of the cells are communicating together all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we just don't think about these things. So the book does give a lot of detail about that sort of thing and really gets people thinking about exactly what's going on in the body and how it works.
I love it.
So there's a ton of science in it, and that's why my engineer guy there on the front said, okay, I believe this now, because I had all that to support what I was saying.
So where can people find out more about you?
I have a couple of websites. Probably the easiest one for purposes on the radio is booksbyliberty.com.
How do you spell liberty?
LIBERTY.
Nice. I like it. So we're going to wrap up now. One last final thought for people that are listening.
Oh, gee, one last final thought.
One takeaway.
If you want to heal your life in any way, this is the book for you.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for spending with us this afternoon. Liberty, it's so great. Award-winning author, Liberty Forrest, of The Power and Simplicity of Self... It did say your name, right? Power and Simplicity of Self-Healing. And this is Carrie Ann Barron, broadcasting from Self Connection Bookstores at... I'm getting tired, folks. Canada's Authors for Indies event day. So thank you so much, everyone. We'll be back with another author shortly. Take care.
Self Connection Books, proud sponsor of TLR, also features a workshop education room with capacity for 50 guests that's rentable by anyone wishing to teach or present their subject matter. It's equipped with built-in video projection, screen, audio system, DVD, CD, MP3 players, and more.